For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge, and this is Narrative, presenting personal reflections from survivors of South Carolina's Thousand Year Flood last October. When reflecting on the flood's damage, we think of homes and personal property destroyed, human lives lost. But at the same time as families were preparing to evacuate their homes, animal shelters across the state were taking steps to protect animals in their care. This week, South Carolina State Director of the Humane Society, Kim Kelly, described statewide efforts to assist shelters and protect vulnerable animals, while at the same time, she and her own family were forced to evacuate themselves.
It was a pretty substantial impact. All told, I think we moved 273 dogs and cats from seven different shelters. A lot of the roads were closed across the state. So our animal rescue team tracked routes that they could take to get to a lot of the shelters that had been, you know, heavily damaged by the storm. And we used Greenville as our hub. Once those animals went through Greenville, we worked with our emergency placement partners. And that is this really great program that we have. It's a network of animal shelters and animal rescues across the country. Whenever the Humane Society of the United States works on a major disaster, whether it be an animal cruelty case or a natural disaster, we assist. Those animals, of course, need someplace to go. So we contact our emergency placement partners, and they are willing to take in the animals. And it's great for us because we have some place to send these animals, but then it's mutually beneficial because people love a good story. They like to help the victims from these disasters. And so adoptions at those local shelters tend to skyrocket. It's a great system that works for us. And that's why we were able to move almost 300 animals during the floods last year. But we didn't think it was going to be quite as bad as it ended up being. We expected some localized flooding, but certainly not the extent that we ended up receiving. So personally, it was kind of an interesting experience because the heaviest rains, at least in Charleston, came on Saturday. There was a big storm cell that came through on Saturday night around 8:30, and throughout the day we had been watching it, you know, watching the water level rise, and we'd had a little water come in every now and then. We were able just to wipe it up and carry on, but when that big storm cell hit, the water just started coming in through our back door and our front door and then through the floorboards and the bottoms of the walls. And at that point, you know, we knew we were pretty much done for, that, you know, the house was going to flood. And my neighborhood, which isn't all that big, did a really nice job of coordinating evacuation through Facebook. But we were sharing kayaks and helping one another evacuate as need be. So we got our two little boys out and got our pets. And I think I will always remember, as we were paddling out of our neighborhood, my husband was serenading me as if we were on a Venetian canal. And the next few months were challenging. We were out of our house for 3 months while they repaired it. But I'm certainly always going to remember that event and always be more appreciative of being back in our home. And one of the best things about the floods too is, if you know, there is a silver lining in it, it was seeing neighboring shelters coming together and helping each other, you know, driving from one county or two counties over to help out. So it was really uplifting to see so many people stepping up and helping each other when they really didn't have to, but just because we were all going through this together.
That was Kim Kelly, South Carolina State Director of the Humane Society, describing the impact of Hurricane Joaquin on animal shelters throughout the state, as well as her own family's experience with the flood. This story is part of our ongoing series, Narrative, a collection of interviews with survivors of last October's flood. This interview is archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.